This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, Oregon State Legislature with its short session underway. State Senator Floyd Przanski joining us to talk about it. Floyd, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kyle. I hope you're doing well.
So talk about what happened in the first few days of the session.
First few days was like hitting the accelerator at 150 miles an hour after the first 24 hours. If you didn't take your vitamins early enough, you probably lost some speed and maybe on the side of the line trying to fix a flat tire because it's moving really fast.
Obviously, a lot to do in 35 days. What are some of the things that have crossed the finishing line so far?
Well, I don't know if anything has totally finished across the finish lines between the two chambers. Because of the deadlines are so tight and some of the restrictions that have been, I'm going to call it, arbitrarily put in place, such as not on the House side, they couldn't move bills out of their committees until the first week had concluded. I'm not sure why those type of dates are put into such a short session, because it just really does boggle everything up. And so now we're in the last 2 weeks. Today marks 2 weeks until we have to be done on March 7th. And as you can imagine, everyone is running around, and a lot of stuff has been edited out because they didn't make the deadlines. Anything that has money attached to it basically has to go from a policy committee down to Ways and Means, and that's where a lot of the bills and activity is waiting for more action. So policy bills that I moved out of my committee in the Senate Judiciary that required money are sitting down there waiting for the co-chairs to approve them to go to the subcommittee of the Ways and Means so it can be worked there and then come back out. Then it has to go to the floors for a vote. So you can see and probably hear my voice, some frustration as to why we seem to put more obstacles in the place of getting, you know, just the work done. I mean, we have a lot of money that we want to get out to the communities to follow up on COVID and other issues that are, you know, are very pending as to the impacts from cuts in the economy. And we just got to get this stuff off the table. So I'm hoping that the co-chairs over the weekend gave orders for the subcommittees to start taking up different policy bills that have the funding in it.
What are some of the priorities for you, some things that you would like to see happen maybe at the top of your list?
Well, in the judiciary, I've got three different bills. One, I'll start off with one of my personal bills that is moving. It's over on the House side for committee today hearing, is a cash bill. This is one that would require a retail operation to accept U.S. currency, legal tender, for me taking out a $20 bill and paying for my food or my services and not saying, oh, I don't take cash, I only take plastic. So that one seems to be on its way and moving forward, so I'm really pleased with that. We have in the out of the public safety arena for judiciary, we have the bill that deals with the non-unanimous verdicts where the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled many of the convictions or any of our convictions in Oregon that were convictions based on a 11-1 or a 10-2 non-unanimous or unconstitutional. So now we're trying to figure a way to address those concerns where people's constitutional rights have been violated based on the outcomes of those trials. And what I think we're going to end up doing is really narrowing it down to those who are directly in custody. And those that are directly in custody, their victims were not under the age of 18. I think that's going to be what we will deal with during the special session, or should say the short session, and then anything else in the future would have to go through a longer process. That's one that, you know, I think most of us realize you need to do something to acknowledge where wrongful convictions occurred, but at the same time, there's somewhat of a balancing. Even though we are talking about people's constitutional rights, there is issues as to being able to retry many of these cases because legally, stuff had been thrown out or disposed of because there was no obligation for the city, for the state to maintain that evidence.
I'm curious about the first measure you talked about requiring businesses to take cash. As things shifted during the pandemic, we saw more of that. I actually thought that was already something that was a requirement.
It's not, unfortunately. As you said, you know, you heard where people were denying transacting business where someone had cash. And as you well know, Kyle, there's many, unfortunately, individuals who are not eligible to have bank cards because they just don't have the financial, they're just not stable in their finances. And so, I mean, it's kind of like if I want to go to the store and I want to buy something, something small items, I don't want to put it on plastic. And the reality, call me paranoid, but why does everyone in the electronic world need to know that I bought something at this store at this time of day, and then they start sending you ads into your emails and everything else? I mean, this is how some of this data gathering occurs. And so, you know, for many of us, we don't need or care to have a paper trail. Then there again, there are many people who can't bank, let alone have plastic credit cards to conduct business. So this really does deny individuals the right to actually use what the U.S. government says is U.S. tender and can, in fact, be used for public and private debt.
And for some people as well, there's some budgeting systems that call for people to use cash just to sometimes psychologically helps them think about their transaction a lot more than just bringing a card out.
Well, you know, I'm laughing because that's so true. I've talked to a couple of people that have started doing more cash transactions, and they're saying they pull their wallet out and they go, wait a second, I don't have as much money in here as I did a day ago. Maybe I need to rethink this before I actually buy it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I'll be watching that one. What is kind of the tone, other than the rapid pace, of this session so far?
Tone's been pretty good. I mean, there's definitely, you know, the partisanship, which is unfortunate in, you know, in democracies and democratic process. But, you know, the reality is I think everyone's playing fair at this point. There's not been any, at least, overt threats of people walking off the floor, not having a quorum. But we are, in fact, having reading of the bills. Even on the Senate side this last week, the Senate Republicans requested, which they have the right to require every bill to be read in its entirety before it's voted on for a floor vote. So it really does slow down the process. And, you know, I understand, you know, the reasons why that may be done, but it also is kind of somewhat frustrating for many where you have a bill that took an hour and 15 minutes to read, and then you take the vote and only one member votes against it. So, you know, it'd be nice to see these types of tactics being used on, you know, more controversial stuff, but also understand if your goal is to slow down the process, why wouldn't you do it for each and every bill?
What's ahead for you in the next few days?
Judiciary, I have a meeting right after this starting at 8:45. I have three bills that have come from the House side to go into my Senate Judiciary Committee. Only three, and I say it that way because usually we would see a big drop into our committee just because of our subject matter jurisdiction. But because of the fast pace of the session, not as much as getting through the first committees or the first floor. And then a lot of the stuff, as I mentioned at the beginning, actually had dollars attached to it. And so it has to go to another step process through Ways and Means. So we're going to be busy today and tomorrow. But I think after that, I'll probably not have my Judiciary Committee actually meeting for the rest of the session unless we, for some reason, the president of the Senate moves something into our committee to deal with. But normally, when you finish your bills on the House side, that's all you're going to have. So I only have three, and I expect to have them out the door by tomorrow.
Busy times in Salem, Oregon State Legislature. State Senator Floyd Przanski, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply.